Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio,
Hello.
iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Well, hello, all you beautiful people. You're going to have to give me a minute to get balanced. Oh, my God. All right. So I got home around midnight from speaking yesterday in Palm Springs, and I'm on the set already today, already made up, so that I could do the show with you. And, of course, we couldn't get the internet to connect. So if I sound sexier, I'm glad, but I'm on the phone, but we're going to do this damn show. One way or another, we're doing this damn show today. Hi, everybody. Welcome to Dee's Life. Oh, my God. Information that's going to expand your creation process dramatically. So we all know that we have to direct energy, right? And then the new information that I wanted to bring you last week when Blog Talk was down was the information about allowing. It's a true statement that many of us are directing, but we're not allowing ourselves to receive the manifestation of that. So I would like you to incorporate now, I am directing and allowing, and then direct whatever it is. What I do, I am directing and allowing that I am money. I am health and wellness. I am beautiful relationships. I am success. I am all injustice brought to justice now. You want. I am directing and allowing at the end. I am directing and allowing all energy in all dimensions to complete and bring into manifestation now all these desires of my heart. I invoke the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light. We are divine love, and so it is. Since I have been doing that, offers, opportunities are pouring in. Now, it's interesting, in the middle of all this, as I was doing the convention 2 weeks ago, I hurt my left knee. So you all know that the left side is your feminine side. And I'm going, okay, what is this about? Because I know that knees and legs and feet are about moving forward some way. And then I heard myself think, but I'm getting everything I want. And that's what it was. Can I allow myself to receive everything I want? Can I walk into it easily? Can I walk into it knowing that when I receive everything I want. It's all good. It's all positive. I continue to create a positive result in my life. Now, you notice, because what the belief was that when I start getting everything I want, I have to sabotage myself in some way. And in the past, I have proof of that. Proof doesn't want to become a belief for you. You have proof in your life of the negative because you've had a belief in the negative. And we know whatever we send out comes back to us, and then we start going, oh, that's the way it is, and it's not. Please, I am begging you, do the work. Make the list I have asked you to make. Because to know and not to do is not yet to know. Do you know why? Because until you live it and are the frequency and vibration of it and the knowing of it, the experience in your life doesn't change. And then you keep feeding the old beliefs. I cannot tell you the things that are happening in my career and my life now. It's crazy. I have 3 films I just booked and a TV show that I'm on the set working today. And everybody says, oh, gosh, Dee, you know, you just got home like didn't get to bed till midnight after speaking all day yesterday and just take a day off. I said, no, I'm not going to take a day off. I need to talk to my people. I didn't get to talk to them last week. Now that brings me to, we are absolutely getting in place a new place to do this show. I'm not going through this BS anymore. Your job is to look for the email so you will know where to go to access the show. If for some reason you try and get on Blog Talk next week and it doesn't connect, we're somewhere else. That's my intention, that we will launch somewhere else. However, I am filming 4 days this week. So between Stephen and I, that is what our intention is. So you can check. We will make sure it's on the homepage at IMD Wallace. You will get an email. If you are signed up for the emails, you will get an email. Okay? I want your life to start taking off like mine is. And when I test, and those of you that test, please, and let me know if you get a different answer. When I test, the allowing part has broken everything open, I get a yes. Okay, we are going to the calls. Stephen is going to have to bring on the calls for me because we cannot get my laptop up on Blog Talk. All right, Stephen, can you bring me on the first caller, please? Oh, please tell me you're there. Hello? There's no way I can bring a caller on, so hang on with me. I'm assuming somebody text me and let me know you're on, will you? Please. Hello? Okay, thank you, Daniel. I don't know where Stephen is. I have to trust him to get me on now.
I'm back. Sorry, I was getting us some callers.
Okay, can you bring the first caller on, please?
Yes, we're going with Deborah in Missouri.
Okay. All right, everybody take a breath. We are directing and allowing our hearts to open front and back, merge with our whole brains. We are directing and allowing our chakras to be open, balanced, happy, spinning in the right direction. We are directing and allowing our hara lines to be straight, strong, and through the ID point so we stay in our knowing. We are, and we are connected to the highest information, the highest knowledge, and the highest understanding, and we direct and allow that, absolutely. And so it is. All right, Ms. Deborah, what can I help you with?
Hi, Dee. Well, the situation,
hi, baby,
when I talked to you about something coming in at night and scratching in my bed and stuff, remember that situation? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I've got kind of more information. I was at a place looking to do readings, and apparently I didn't know when I went there it wasn't a good place. And I have an energy that attached to me and came home here and opened a portal. No?
No.
Okay.
Okay, Deborah, listen to me. As you believe, that's the experience of your life you will get. You are looking for this shit. Do you understand, honey? You are looking for the drama and the fear and the, ooh, there's something evil out there. Let's go back to the basics. And you know I love you, but I'm going to be my Baptist preacher here for a minute and not let you get away with this.
Good. I need
that. There is no negative energy. There is no negative energy to attach to you. Now you, through your fears and your belief systems, can create the experience of that. The highest question that the channel wants to ask right now, I'm getting my big yes on this, is why did you go to somewhere that wasn't a good place for you? Why did you choose this place to go to? All right, we're going to a core belief. This page here, 1 through 5. Yeah, see, honey, are you the God of you, or are you making me and the bad place the God of you? What do you want to believe, Deborah?
Yes, I want to believe it's me.
Okay, and what do you
God
want to believe
me.
That you, hold on, what do you want to believe that you are creating right now?
Peace and love and quiet when I'm in bed and, you know, and joy and.
Okay, the highest thing you want to create is self-love. Because if you love yourself unconditionally, nothing negative can touch you. When I was speaking yesterday, I had a lovely woman ask me about someone in her family. And he was very, very ill. And she said, Dee, I don't understand. They're such good Christian people. And the first thing the channel says was, he believes in penance. He believes he has to pay for something. And that's a belief that he got from his religion. So you can't be a good Christian person and expect total health while you also hold the belief that you have to give up yourself and create penance and do penance in some way for the good that you have. Cannot have it both ways, guys.
So is there anything I can say? Okay.
It's not what you say. It's what you believe. It's what you allow yourself to think and feel. So I can tell you that you did not take the advice I gave you last time because you went to, in your words, a bad place, gave you a bunch of BS information.
That was way before I had told you.
When I say, Deborah, that you have connected with this energy through love and sent it back to the light, to be turned back into light, I get a no.
I did try that, but I know it didn't work.
You either try or you do.
Oh, I did do it, but it didn't work.
It didn't work, sweetheart, because you won't give up your belief in negative energy.
Oh,
and say, I'm sorry, I'm the God of me. You've got no home here. Go back to the light. Turn yourself back into the light because I'm the God of me. I don't believe in you.
Yeah.
I got to tell you guys, you know, sometimes things come into as like illness or my knee. And I'll go, okay, don't want you, don't need you. I get to what it's about, and I say, thank you very much for serving me. Leave now. Don't want you, don't need you. But you've got to know that you've got the power to do that. Otherwise, you don't. If you guys can just get as I believe, that's how my life shows up. What are my beliefs? What are my beliefs? What am I allow my feelings to take me over in which way? That tells me about my beliefs. All right? You understand?
Okay.
It's Deborah. Okay. We're going to balance that for everybody and you, invoking the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light. We are divine love, and so it is. You are the powerful God of you that creates only positive energy through love within yourself and within the world. Okay? Thank you, Deborah.
Well, thank you so much, too.
You bet, sweet thing. Bring on the next caller. And by the way, I want to thank all of you who incorporate in your directional meditations, all injustice is brought to justice now because you see in many ways across the whole world how that is taking place. Don't for one second think you're not a part of that. All right, next caller.
We've got Kim in Phoenix, and she said this was supposed to be last week. You had asked her to bring in some information from y'all's private session together.
Yes, thank you. Hey, Kimmy.
Hey, Supreme Sexiness.
Yes, I am, baby Kate.
Yeah.
Okay, so I covered the allowing, which was big part of it. Is there something else?
Yeah, from the private we had, you also told me to bring in accessibility.
Yes. Thank you. All right.
Yes.
That private was off the charts, by the way, and opened up so much of this, Kim. So thank you. So this is
You're
the
welcome.
Highest thing they want you all to know about accessibility. Because if you don't believe that things are accessible to you, they cannot be. Money is accessible. Help is accessible. Beautiful, supporting relationships are accessible, and you are allowing them to be delivered to you. So this is, we're going to a core belief, this page here, 1, 2, 5, 6. I'm not supposed to be here, and I don't belong. Okay, one more time. God said, these miracles and more will you do also. One of the big things that I'm doing at Creation Station this year, that they've just told me in the last week, I'm writing out every I am statement for people that Christ taught. Because.
Cool.
Very cool. Wait till you see him. When Christ said, I am the way, the truth, the light, the life, he was teaching us to claim that for ourselves. Every I am powerful statement that Christ taught, he was teaching it to us to claim on our own behalf. I am the way. My thoughts, my beliefs, my feelings, that is the way I create me. I am the truth. If my truth is that bad energy is after me, it will be. If I believe that there's a portal, I have the power to freaking close it. I'm the light. The first message I got, guys, when my channel opened, the first message, use the light within you to heal yourself. Not I'm waiting out here. I'm waiting for you. Use the light within you. Everything starts within you. You are the answer to choose and direct and allow. And all things are accessible to you. And so it is. We're going to balance that, invoking the symbol formula, violet flame, golden light. We are divine love, and so it is. Thank you so much for reminding me of that, Kim, and calling in. Thank you.
You betcha. And my left foot is bugging me this past week. So I'm obviously not allowing and having accessibility. So
walk
I
into
want
your power, Kim.
That's
your
why I was ready to.
Is the same thing. Your foot is the same thing as my knee.
Ah. Okay.
We are all in this community. We are supposed to be here accessing our power, living our power, expanding our power, knowing that I am the way. So step into it with grace and knowing. And like me, you do not have to give up anything because you're receiving so much good. The more good you receive, the healthier and more stable you are.
And I am
that's
about ready to cry.
What we choose to know. Well, that's good. Brian
yeah.
tells you we're on the right track, right?
All right. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Thank break a leg today.
Steven, next
okay.
caller, please. Thank you, Kimmy.
Okay, we're going to Julie in Washington.
Hi, good morning.
Hi, Miss Julie.
Hello. So my question is, I would like a little help in something that I can't get a clear read on myself when I test about a decision I'm trying to make or want to make, a decision that I want to make. It's
because you're emotionally invested in it. In order to test correctly, you mm-hmm. want to be objective. And mm-hmm. I often say, okay, I don't want my answer. I want the highest answer. That's all mm-hmm. I will accept. So what's your question?
Well, it's there's a program that I'm contemplating if I want to do. It's a 2-year program. And like I said, I feel like I just haven't been able to get a clear yes or a clear no. So I'm not acting on it.
Wait a minute. Huh? You just said there's a program I want to do.
Well, I'm interested and I've been accepted.
What?
Because I don't have any feeling around it. It's like there's just like no energy.
I don't see. What you're saying to me doesn't make any sense. I want to do this program, but I don't have any feeling around it. I mean, that doesn't even make sense. So the highest question we can ask is, why are you not allowing yourself to experience your own clarity of wanting? Okay, going right to your mom, book. Give me a movie, any movie that pops in.
Moonstruck.
Okay. What's it about to you?
Family.
What about family? What is the message of the movie? What?
Well, the first thought that came up was dysfunction, but I guess following your heart.
And what happens if you follow your heart?
You get what you want.
You get screwed, baby. If you follow your heart, you get screwed.
Okay.
How did your mother teach you or model that to you? And nobody's blaming her. She did the best she could.
Well, I don't think she did follow her heart. I don't think she knew what that was.
Yeah, which is what you're saying.
Yeah.
I know I want to do this, but I'm not going to follow my heart.
I think that's the question. I'm not exactly sure if I want to do it. I mean, it looks like a nice idea, and I've been accepted. It's not.
You absolutely know you want to do it. It's for your highest good.
Okay.
And that whole belief system from your mom about be careful, you can't trust your heart, you can't trust what you want to do, because you'll get screwed somehow. That's what you've got to redirect, honey.
Okay.
I get it's your highest choice, that your heart wants to do it. It absolutely will expand you. It's going to make a lot of good new relationships for you. Is there any negatives we should look at about her doing this program? It goes right to no.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay, so I want you to start getting up every day and going, today, I trust me and I trust my knowing. Okay?
Yes.
And please, hook it up with your love plate. All right.
Thank you so much.
Next caller. You bet, baby.
Brian from New Jersey.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you, baby?
Good.
So I'm sure it's already been answered, but I'm curious to know, you know, because sometimes I bring stuff in and we expand what's been discussed. Do I have any other hidden belief about money?
About money? My God. How many years have we been working on this?
Yeah, I know.
Okay. It shows up as money, but it's not money.
Okay.
It's about you getting what you deserve. Until you believe and allow yourself to receive everything you deserve, it will not be accessible to you.
I'm getting a yes
when
on
I
that.
Say you're directing it, honey, when I say you're directing it, it goes to no. When you're allowing it, it goes to no. If it's accessible to you, I get a no. All because you don't know that you're the powerful God of you, and everything starts there. The world, guys, does not do anything to you, ever. As you believe, that's what you're going to bring in for yourself. So now we're going to a core belief, this page here. When I value myself, I have to abandon myself, or everyone else has to abandon me. And that includes money. You're in relationship with money, just like you're in relationship with your significant other. You go on dates with money. You have sex with money. Money is energy. And whatever you put out, so if you're putting out, you know what? I need to be a humble little boy, and I don't deserve getting everything I want. And I learned this when I was really little, so that's the way it is. There's no frickin' way that money can come to you, that success in the way that you want it can come to you, because you're holding yourself small, sweetheart.
Yeah, I get
that. Do you understand?
I do.
Okay, well then, stop it.
Stop it.
Come on, you've been doing this work for me for years.
I know.
No, you don't know.
Hmm.
Because if you were actually living what I told you to do, your experiences would be different, and then you would know. I'm telling you guys, you can study this for the next 70 years after I'm dead and gone. If you don't start living it, it won't make a damn difference. You have got to watch your thoughts, your feelings, your beliefs, and go, well, that's bullshit what I just thought. That's not going to give me what I want. What thought is going to give me what I want? You know it. Oh, and I can feel the resistance. All right, I'm the powerful God of me that's going to allow me and direct me to have accessibility to that thought all the time consistently. Then your life turns around. Guaranteed, guys. Do you understand?
I do.
Okay. I want you to start doing it now, because you haven't been. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
All right. That's always the only answer you're going to get now, because you know how to do it. You just have to.
Makes sense.
All right.
All right. Thank you, love.
You bet. I love you. You know that.
Love you, too. Yes, I do.
Yep. Steven, next caller, please.
Next up, we're going to go with Adele in Connecticut.
Hi, baby cakes.
Hi, how are you? How are you? Wow, this is really exciting.
Life is exciting, and I'm good because I have our incredible Steven who knows how to do this when I don't have a clue what to do when the dance light goes down. So let's everybody take a moment to hold love and gratefulness for Steven. Now, what can I do for you, Adele?
Okay, I have two questions. One is in one of your talks, you mentioned Dana Wilder or whatever. I tried to look her up, but I don't
Dana
know.
Dana Wilde.
Can you spell her last name? Is it W-A-L-D?
God.
I
think it's W-I-L-D-E.
Oh, okay. Because I tried to find. Okay. And I don't know if you ever got D-A-N-A. Yeah, I put that in and nothing came up. So it might have just been a glitch in my system. Also, I emailed you, and I was having problems with my email. Did you ever get the email about, you asked me to email you for the book about the TEDx talks? You couldn't remember the name of the book that you... And so I emailed you, but I didn't hear back.
You know, I believe I got it, and then I went off to do a movie.
Oh, that's
please
fun.
Write me again. I promise you, I'm not in my house right now, so I can't go look.
Oh, no.
But,
no, I just didn't know if it was my system. So anyway.
No, I do believe that I received that, and my apologies if I did not get back to you.
Okay, perfect.
I think if you just Googled directions on how to book a TED Talk, it will probably come up.
Okay, perfect.
All righty. And good for you that you're looking to get out to do that. Yippee.
Well, not only that, but I just want to say that so many things are, so many things are really happening. And I mean, like, there's just like, oh my gosh. But, you know, I put in a lot of time, you know, I really spend a lot of time working on myself. And I don't mean like work, but really listening. And so, spiritually, physically, emotionally, and mentally. And I just knew it. I mean, I had this inner knowing, and even when people, I didn't say things much to people because I didn't want to hear their remarks, because I just felt like I'm on the right path. And so anyways, it just feels so good. And I'll
good.
So I'll go into that at some
good
point.
Good for
but
you.
Thank you so much.
It's joyful and it's empowering, isn't it?
It is. Because you know what? I can't seem, my biggest holdup with things seems to be, you know, the tech stuff. And before, with both of my businesses, an idea came, I just made the call, I did everything, and just everything fell into place and all things synchronistically happened. And I didn't have to really do anything, you know, and I had two great businesses. And so, but it's like, kind of like, well, maybe you could just see is what's standing in my way with the text. I can get somebody, but I really have to go get it.
Just your belief.
Yeah.
I know I have the belief that I can do so much, but like today, I don't have the knowledge. I don't care about having the knowledge. It doesn't
matter. Yeah,
I don't want to know all the text yet. So I have Lauren and Steven.
Yes. And that's just where I'm going.
Let me tell you guys, there are so many high school kids and college kids that would die to work part-time. And they know all this stuff.
Oh, that's a really great idea. Because I'm so excited. There's so many things that are going to be, like, happening. So anyways, I don't want to keep you and these other callers, but I just wanted to get those two questions answered.
Look, he's bringing in a really important lesson, and that is when you feel like you're using something as an excuse around why you can't do it, go, nope, that ain't going to get me where I want. How can I?
Yeah, exactly.
Do I need to hire somebody else? Well, I can't afford to hire a business person out of the field. Okay, well, how can I? How can I get somebody I can afford? Oh, well, there's a lot of college students and high school students who would just like the work reference to start their references with.
Oh, yeah. You know, because when I wanted to be a director, I just basically applied for a position I wasn't even qualified for. But from that interview, I got two job offers to do, like, to teach improv.
Uh-huh.
And then basically
because
from that.
You were naive. You were naive. And all the fear and mental BS hadn't come in yet.
Yeah. And I said, well, can I just volunteer for the director, like if she needed water or whatever. And so they said, like, volunteer. And I said, yeah. So I did it. And I got on the job training. And then basically the next production, I was hired as assistant director, you know? So it's like, everything's an opportunity. Everything.
Yeah.
Everything.
But you see, if you had sat there gone, well, I don't have any experience, so I didn't even put it out there, then you would have never gotten to the step. Same thing with me going to New York. Same thing when everybody said I would never have a baby. I said, bullshit, I'm doing it.
Yeah, yeah. And it's so empowering. Yeah, it's so empowering. So, yeah.
You bet it is, baby. Thank you for this call.
Have fun with everything. You know, that's it.
Yes. Yep, absolutely. Thank you, baby.
All right, thank you
so much.
Thank you, Jane.
Stephen, we got time for one more.
Next, we're going to be going with, I believe it was Sandy in Gettysburg.
Hello.
Hi, baby. How are you?
Hi, Dee. I'm doing good. Well, sort of good. My surgery went really well, as predicted. It was benign. And
great.
The lung surgery. Then they put
me
on
oxygen. Well, God, I would think you would be doing really well.
Well, they put me on oxygen, and when they got me home, when I got home, they switched out to this humongous concentrating machine that was from somebody else's home, and wasn't cleaned completely, and it imported this mildew into my home, and I had been having allergic reaction, and my bed's been ruined, and it's been kind of a disaster, and now I have some kind of bronchitis.
Well, first of all, I would think that's a lawsuit.
I don't have any way to prove it out here. It's everybody has smells, and they just ignore it. They don't even smell what I smell.
Okay, you see how you immediately put out why you shouldn't follow through on that.
Well, I've been through one rough lawsuit that was a disaster when I went up against a big company, and it was disastrous.
Let's figure out what the highest question is.
I'm also concerned with, I've been having a lot of claustrophobic reactions, which may have to do with the trouble breathing.
That, and also you feel powerless and out of control.
Yes.
So
you
got to get that back, because you know you're not. You're the one in control. We're going to South Pacific. I got to wash that man right out of my hair.
Oh, okay.
Which means Which means, in this instance, you have to move on from what's happened. Yes, it's a bitch. And now you have to take care of it and move on and get out of your grief. Anything in your lungs, any breathing problems usually have to do usually with grief.
Really?
And that's certainly
I had lung problems.
What?
Go ahead. I'm sorry. I had lung problems as a kid with my dad smoking. I had a lot of bronchitis. Sorry.
It's okay, sweetheart. So do you see how you connected your childhood with what's going on?
Yeah.
So now we can go to a core belief. Hold on. This page here. I do not have permission to love who I am. And when we don't give ourselves permission to love who we are, and we're studying work like this, we often go into grief because we are not loving ourselves as the powerful gods we are. So, they're saying
help?
They can give you a lot more information, but they just want you to consciously focus on opening your heart and loving yourself. Open your heart, which will also open your breathing.
Okay.
Do you need to? And you need to have somebody come in and check your house too.
I know there's all kinds of mildew problems in the house.
Well, if you know that, take care of it, sweetheart.
I researched it and finally found out that there's a wood fungus. I call it the wood fungus. I have them all identified with names and stuff. In the insulation, and to get to those areas, I'd have to tear out walls and stuff. I'm just not in any position to do that. So I resigned to live with it.
I get that there's a way, there is a simpler way to take care of it. But I want to bring your attention to how much you have focused on the fungus.
Yeah. Yeah,
Where is it? What's it called? What can I name it? Let me research it.
Right.
Guys, this is brain science. Whatever you focus on, you create more of.
Right. I even created one.
There is a way. There is a way, sweetheart, that they could tent your house and get rid of it.
Hmm.
Okay, so you've got the information now. Follow through. All right, guys.
Okay.
I got to go.
Thank
you. They're knocking on my door to get me to the set. You're welcome.
All right.
I love you all.
I love you
so
too.
Much. Thank you. I want you. I am directing, allowing accessibility to every positive thing through divine love that I want. I am the powerful God in me that is directing that now, and it's done. As soon as I ask, I have received. Say it loud and say it proud with me. I love me. Come on, own it. Open that love place. I love me, and I love me even more because I know that's what it's all about. Thank you, Stephen. Thank you, everybody. We'll see you next week.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation.
Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.